Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all to the infamous, the legendary Von Wehhunt Show with our epic episode tonight, number 202, the war on the white man and the race war in America, part two, with our start date of April the 18th, 2024. Glad you're all here for our fireside chat tonight. We know the government is in the national media are stirring things up big time. Well, hang on to your hats, put your crash helmet on, strap yourselves in for a wild and bumpy ride the rest of this year and the next. Economically speaking, socially, culturally, spiritually, and on top of all that, it's a mighty big election season. Well, from the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all a good evening or a good morning across these prolific time zones since we are worldwide. Stretching from the Arizona desert to the Hawaiian Islands, all across North America, to our friends in South America, all throughout mighty Europa, into the Caribbean, and all across Asia and worldwide on the Internet World Wide Web, you're about to experience history in the making of this show. So glad everyone's here. Have you heard the latest America? While attempting to disparage former President Donald Trump for skipping out on a 2018 visit to a military cemetery outside Paris, so-called President Biden claimed that his uncle, Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Bosey Finnegan Jr., was shot down in World War II and then eaten by cannibals. So what Joe Biden said is a long-lost relative was eaten by cannibals in World War II. Never know, it could have happened. Well, the Civil War movie is out there, and I have seen it. Now, I will give you my movie review, Mr. and Mrs. America. I do recommend this movie. I think even with some Hollywood leftist overtones, it really is a good movie, and it gives you a fair depiction of Civil War, God forbid. I never want that to happen to America again. There's better ways to accomplish our goals or to set our agenda for the future. It's a real civil war, as the movie indicated. Random people shoot at you for no apparent reason. That is the almost a definition of civil war. You should watch the movie because it gives you a realistic view in some parts of the movie of what it would be like. You know, like the very first scene, it's a water riot in New York City. And the police are pushing everybody back, and they're shoving them with rifle butts, and there's fighting and mayhem, the gnashing and wailing of teeth. It's amazing. And then a girl with a backpack runs in the middle of the water riot with an American flag and a backpack full of explosives. She's a suicide bomber. And she blows herself and about 50 people up in smoke. The first scene of the movie will just grab you. Now, that's what a civil war would look like. A lot of spontaneous violence, things that don't make sense, scarcity of supplies, things we talked about on this show. We told you for years, and I mean for years, since 2015, when I started the Von Wien Show, for you to get prepped and get ready. One of my first shows on KFNX in Phoenix was about prepping in a future Civil War scenario. I recall it very, very well. Episode 1 of the show. Now, since then, we've done 202 shows on Blog Talk after tonight. I've got probably 500 more shows that are out there in the internet land. But this movie, Civil War, you really should see it. It shows people being strung up at a gas station. Supplies of gas and food are just thin, can't be found, can't be bought. Nobody wants your money, your paper fiat currency. As we've told you many times before, you got hooligans out there and militias, they will rise up. And the movie will depict that in many, many ways. Mass graves are shown. Oh, yeah. What you see in the news of other countries, why wouldn't that happen here? Well, it would happen here. We've been saying this for the last 20, 30, 40 years. You see a civil war over in Third World or Middle East or Eastern Europe. Bad things happen. Populations go missing. Borders get permanently changed. And especially when you piss off the white man in America. These are real things, real history. But the movie Civil War to me was very interesting, watching all the themes, the characters, the plot, the narrative, the layout. Many of you who hate Washington, D.C. will love the ending when Washington, D.C. comes under attack by the Western forces. They actually breach the White House security grounds, and they execute the president. Now, we would never advocate that on my show. It's in the Hollywood movie. It's already in theaters. But that is one plausible scenario of what would go down if a corrupt president were to, let's say, wage war against the American people in a big way. And in the movie, the corrupt president has airstrikes against the American people. And at the very end, the end of the end of the end of America, and that Civil War scenario, only the Secret Service are there at the very end, still protecting the White House and the breached grounds. And it's amazing to watch because it looks very real. But that's Hollywood. That's what they do. Very interesting movie. Lots of political themes. Again, we hope this never happens in America on my show. We never advocate violence. We don't have to. The history books are full of violent battles, violent wars, violent events. We're for peace, love, and harmony on my show. We found a better way to educate our people, make them prosperous, make more white babies, make more money for yourself. I told you a long time ago, the best revenge against this crazy world is living well. That's the one thing the deep state and the powers that be in the media who hate you, that's what they hate the most, is when the white man and woman are living well. You see, that goes against the grain of everything are trying to accomplish. They're trying to make your life terrible. They don't want you living well. They want you demoralized, depressed, economically impoverished. They want you ready to submit to their new world order, and much worse. We know all that on my show in Spades. Welcome to church, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our weekly show. What is America? You have to ask yourself this question. This new year of 2024. Well, in my view, America is an illusion, and it's also a delusion. It's also a dream. It's a shallow husk, if you will, now filled with parasites and invaders who are now attacking the host population economically, spiritually, physically, even violently in a myriad number of ways. You know it, I know it, and the American people know it. The music of our ancestors, well, the war on the white man part two in America, the race war that's coming, the civil war that's coming. There is an orchestrated communist plot to subvert, demoralize, and destroy the men of European ancestry in the world today and our women too. We will delve into all of it tonight with wild abandon, I assure you. We will leave no stone unturned in our quest, our gallant quest for a better nation and a rich Aryan life. And we damn all those who oppose us. Make no mistake about it. Well, funny thing, really, you look at history. I love history. I don't see any diversity, equity, and inclusion in any artist's rendering the 1776 Constitutional Convention and the signing of the Declaration of Independence. America was founded for European colonists who came here and settled and started a new nation. And it was designed only for future Europeans to come to a republic away from the caste system of the old world based on ancient Rome and Greece and the new lands. That's why Washington, D.C. looks like Roman or Greek architecture with the pillars, the obelisk. It's all Roman, Greek. And all the founding fathers loved to study the Roman and Greek empires. The real truth back in 1776 is that there wasn't any diversity, equity, or inclusion in this nation. There wasn't any of it. It was originally founded for white European people only and their progeny and posterity. And I would say the same goes for Canada. It's a fact. You don't have to like it, but it's a fact. It's real history. People from Europa did not say, hey, let's cross the ocean, get on the Mayflower, get on these boats here in Denmark, and let's sail across 3,000 miles of treacherous, shark-infested, cold water oceans to get to the New World so we can one day our progeny and our posterity, you know, can marry a black guy or have black or brown kids or beat a drum for diversity, equity, and inclusion or work their ass off just to pay off reparations, people who don't deserve it, on and on it goes. You really think they thought that back then? Really? If you think that they came over here for the world, you're sadly mistaken, and you have not read history accurately. The people back then who came to the New World came to get away from the world. They came here to get away, for example, from the mongrel hordes that were always threatening invasion of Europe. Every century, they threatened. They were called the mongrel hordes, the Mongol hordes of China, and the mongrels from Africa, Middle East, the same people we're having problems with today were constantly threatening to invade Europe again and again. And they did a few times. So they wanted to get away from a very volatile border situation with Africa. And thank God for the Mediterranean Sea, which was a big border that the Africans had to pass, and most of them couldn't even do it. The Middle East, though, was a lot closer. They had border incursions and fights and battles all the time in the Roman Empire. Keeping the peace was a brutal full-time job. And only a fascist Roman Empire could keep a lid on the world. When our forebears came over, they wanted the New World to start fresh. Going to America was like going to the moon, that far of a distance. But they liked the distance because the distance brought peace of mind, peace and tranquility. They knew that there would be many, many hardships along the way and in the New World. But there would be new hardships, not the old ones. And they wanted the new. And so here we are, 2024. It's amazing in how far we've come, and it's amazing how much we've fallen backwards. Our people need to be educated. They're just not. We got a constitution. after the American Revolution, which basically voiced our grievances against the British government. Because back then, you did not have free speech in the colonies. English Crown called that hate speech back then. Most Americans don't know that. It was criminalized to talk freely in the colonies under the British Crown. Couldn't do it. That was the original hate speech in America. Nothing's changed. They're doing the same thing today. You want to talk freely? That's hate speech. You want to get on the public square and say something? You're now a domestic terrorist. Our government is acting more and more like the Redcoats, like the British Crown. They just are. They are adopting the same draconian laws, slowly but surely, strangling the American people, trying to subvert, undermine the real nation and the real people. It's amazing. Your rights only go so far as to not violate another person's rights. And then they don't exist. So if you think you have the right to make me bake a cake for a gay couple or issue them a marriage license or whatever, think again. You don't. The Romans had a 1,000-year reign because they knew how to rule, and they knew how brutal the world really is. Well, there's an old saying, it's better to be single-minded and ruthless and be feared by your enemies than be loved by them. That's how I look at the world. We're surrounded by enemies. We have very few close friends. The white European people especially have to get tribal, band together, live around each other, fortify each other, support each other. You're being assaulted by the national government, state government, school boards, the national media. Hell, even Fox News isn't on your side. I told you a long time ago, they're all in on it. They're out to get you, and they are. They're not on your side. Bottom line, it's crazy. But yet, at the same time, it's true.
Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Love that. You know, I am an America first guy in the sense of our people first. We're not Ukraine first. We're not China first. We're Taiwan first. We're not Israel first. We're Bolivia first. We're Peru first. We're Germany. We're France. God forbid France, right? It's an America first show. And we talk about things that other shows only wish they could talk about. I've got no program director telling me what to say. When you call, there's no censor. I'm not here to censor you or shut you up or say, shouldn't say that on the public airwaves. No, that's not my style, and you know that. On my show, you can come and state your piece as America was originally founded. We fought wars over this stuff, right? It is what it is. And I would have it no other way. Well, an evil enemy, as Sun Tzu once said, will burn his own nation to the effing ground to rule over the ashes. Very, very true. We're seeing all these saber rattles, all this war talk between Iran, Israel, White House. Remember the 1980s movie? It was called War Games. Well, sometimes in life, the only winning move is not to play the game at all. That's what I say. And this show represents real America. Flyover country included. Proudly included. They're trying to drum up another Democrat no-win war. And they want to draft you guys to go fight it for Israel. You'll come back in body bags. No one's going to win. And they'll say, well, we had to support our greatest ally in the Middle East. Thanks a lot, guys, for dying. Bye now. We'll see you in the next life. That's about it. They don't care. O.J. Simpson died last week, and I told people he will vote in the upcoming presidential election. I just guarantee you, O.J. Simpson's going to vote. Can hardly wait. God. Well, on this show tonight, our sole mission, really on every show, is the preservation of our European people and genetics, our people, our culture, our civilization. We are not concerned, nor do we care about other races or mixed race, mongrel peoples anywhere in the world. Because they can fend for themselves. It's time for us to fend for ourselves. Anything and everything is on the table as an option when it comes to the preservation of our own people, civilization, religion, and social culture. And that's why God invented the Von Liebknecht Show. In all its glory and power, we're a very powerful show. We're not the biggest show, but we are far more powerful. The undercurrent of America, those waves that are emanating coast to coast, we reach people that the national media only wishes they can meet up with and reach. Our reach is far greater, far of a stronger bond with our people. Now, last week we had our VIP guests, Mark37.com, Sean Patrick Tario. Before that, we had Dirty Man Save Company. Tonight, you are the VIP guests, Mr. and Mrs. America. Tonight, you are the VIP. There's nobody scheduled, just me, you, against cancel culture, taking a foothold and growing in America. I'd love to do that in the government, in the media. The enemy of big tech is out there, too. They're manufacturing devices throughout late at night trying to figure out how to track you, how to tag you like an animal, track you in the social jungle of the matrix of the urban warfare combat zone. They're trying to install microphones and tracking software everywhere, on your phone, in your car. Hell, they got nanobots they reported in the COVID vaccine just today. And we told you about that 3-4 years ago. Nanobots were in there. All kinds of little devices, microscopic. Yeah. And they can turn off and turn on those devices whenever they choose. People were dropping like flies, dying off that stuff. Can't tell me it's not related. Of course it is. Well, on this show, we always strive to strike out on our own, do our own thing. If you like what you hear, contact me at vonleehknecht@gmail.com. If you want to be a sponsor of the show, or if you want to come on the show, glad to have you. Well, tonight, like no other, it's time to start the show. From Valhalla Studios in the mountains of Arizona, we're so glad you're here tonight. Let's begin our great march.
you'll fight to wish. Healing sister shotgun, oh yeah. Healing sister who's your Superman. Healing sister shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Chat room tonight. Yeah, it's always a good time for a white wedding. You're a white person. Catch my drift. Well, there is some news that Iran was bombed by Israel tonight. Seven or eight cities have been bombed, and we'll see what really happens. We'll see how extensive the damage is later on tonight. Must be a very interesting series of events. I knew Israel was going to strike back. It was all my intel. I told you last week we're going to strike them very hard because the Jew could not take it on the chin that they bombed inadvertently the Iranian embassy. They meant to bomb the Iranian embassy in Damascus. They wanted a war with Iran. They did that on purpose, knowing full well Iran would respond, and they would respond greater. What they want to do is they want an excuse to go into Iran and bomb those nuclear facilities and bomb their underground bunkers and kill the nuclear scientists. That is why Iran started this whole thing. It's not so much Gaza. The target was always Iran. And those nuclear facilities have not been taken out, and that rubs them raw. More ways than one. Well, tonight, let's get to the gunslinger out there in Texas land. Let's bring him on board the show and let's hear what he's got to say about the war and race and the border. Hell, we'll have him talk about any damn thing you want. Gunslinger, welcome to the Von Wiegand Show, sir. How are you?
Madder than a chicken with his head cut off running around the barnyard.
Talk to me, brother.
Man,
what's going
you know,
on?
This is crazy. I mean, this is even more crazy. It seems like it gets more crazier every damn week with these idiots.
It does.
These Muslim bastards, these goat humping, these camel molesting, piss drinking. I just don't understand. You know, they should just wipe each other out over there. I wouldn't lose one bit of sleep.
Not one bit.
Yeah, I've always said the Israelis and the Arabs just go and kill each other. It'd be wonderful. Wonderful for the world. Just kill each other.
You know,
we don't care.
There's one thing, or maybe two or three things, that this world could benefit is less fucking, or no fucking Muslims, no fucking Jew bastards, and all these left-wing liberals should be exterminated like cockroaches.
There you go.
Everybody needs to get a big raid. Spray these bastards and eliminate them.
Yeah.
Because they
no
are
doubt.
The core. They are the core reason why this country is so fucked up today. And that's including these illegals. Where do you think is pushing them? Who do you think is pushing them? Who do you think is giving them money? Those people are.
The biggest mess everywhere.
Yeah.
The world's one big mess, getting worse by the day.
I mean, I've never seen, you know, the most ridiculous stupidity, stupid fucking people, the niggers and the fucking Mexicans and everybody else, including in that hodgepodge,
no.
White European people. Okay, I was looking at one fucking news feed or news story over there. This is out of New York City, of all places.
New York. Yep.
Yeah, there's this one idiot, and I'll let you guess the color, had this baby, and her boyfriend was poisoning it with antifreeze because you know what the reason was? He didn't want to pay child support.
That's right.
Well, keep that dick in your fucking pants, nigger. Nigger, please. Okay? What are you fucking
That's
stupid?
That's what they'll do.
That's
they'll
what they'll
kill
do. They're
the kid to stop paying child support. They'll murder the kid. Sure.
Yep.
That's how they roll.
Yeah.
And they'll
That's
go, yeah, man. I'll do what I want. It's all Whitey's fault. You motherfucker. Hell yeah, man. Yeah. Damn, Whitey.
Yeah, you crackerhead. You crackerhead motherfucker, you. Nigger,
right.
Please. These people,
they blame Whitey for everything. It's always the white man's fault.
Oh, he's a white man. The white man did it. He did it. Cracker did it. Yeah. When they kill
Cracker
each other, the numbers prove that they kill each other.
They do. And by the way, I love Cracker Barrel Restaurant. Cracker Barrel Restaurant is where crackers go to eat. And we thoroughly enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Great cornbread, chicken fried steak. Good eating over there. I have one right down the street. Not bad at all. Hits them up once a week.
And then here's another thing with going along with the Jews and the goddamn the left idiots and the liberals. Did you see the video of where that woman was approached by three FBI agents? For posting on social media. Did you see that?
Yep.
Plain clothes, wouldn't identify themselves. One jackbooted thug-looking son of a bitch, you could tell he was armed. You see the sidearm, okay? And they refused to identify themselves. You know what that means? They're trespassing. Trespassers can be shot. Okay? When you not identify yourself, I'm going to assume that you are trying to do a home invasion, okay?
Right.
They're supposed to identify themselves, okay, as police officers, FBI, whatever. They're supposed to have their badge around their neck with their ID card and all that good stuff on them.
That's right.
I'd just say they were common thugs, and they got into you've seen the video, they got into a vehicle that didn't even have government plates on it. It just had regular plates on it.
Unmarked vehicle, always a black Suburban, blacked out windows, black, a deep state car. Sure. I wouldn't even talk to them. Don't ever answer any questions. Just say, politely. You're on my property. I'm asking you nicely to leave. If you don't identify yourself, then I'm not going to identify myself. And goodbye. And if you don't leave, I'm going to call the police. You should call the police. If they don't leave, call the local police. Call the sheriff. Sheriff is elected in your district. Call the sheriff and say, I need the posse out of my property right now. They're threatening me. There's a black car here with jackbooted thugs. And they're threatening me in my property and my life. Yeah, and they're armed, and they're threatening my life. And just do it right in front of them. Say, I don't know who you guys are. I don't trust you. You could be CIA for all I know, or maybe you're trying to kidnap me. I'm calling the sheriff right now.
Yeah. They can be common fucking criminals. They do this all the time.
You don't know if they're right. You don't know if they're imposters. You don't know what are. They could be. It happens all the time. People impersonate police. They impersonate federal officers. You never harm anybody, but always be ready in case they're trying to harm you. Absolutely.
That's right.
But if you think they are feds, yeah, I'd call the sheriff. And that number is readily available. Just pull out your phone. Go, guys, excuse me. I've got a call to make. And many more after that. If they keep talking, don't answer their questions. Just keep saying, you're trespassing. You're trespassing. I've asked you to leave. You need to leave now. You're trespassing. Just be a broken record. Be annoying as fuck. You keep saying the same thing over and over again.
You never, never give any information to these idiots.
No.
Don't even give them time of day. Because they will try to use anything you say against you.
That's right.
You know that. That's how crooked these sumbitches
are. I do.
That's how crooked these sumbitches are. Instead, it's going over there and just posting something on social media that is your fucking right. It's called the First Amendment, free speech. Instead of doing that to this poor old woman, okay, you got tens of thousands of damn illegals pouring over the border, and you sitting off here jacking off with these sumbitches.
That's right.
Where is their allegiance? So where do you think their fucking allegiance is? It damn sure ain't to the people, that's for damn sure.
No, it's not. No, they're all sucking up to the big federal paycheck, big federal benefits.
Right.
They have an us versus them mentality already. You are the peasants of America. They are inside the castle walls is how they view it. Where are the government? You're not. Bottom line.
They should be disbanded immediately, along with the CIA, along with the BATF, okay? Them people are just nothing but communist thugs for the government. I mean, imagine this. You a private sales. Oh, we're going to outlaw private sales of guns. The hell you are?
Exactly.
This country was built on private sales of guns, okay?
That's right.
And they're demonizing the legal gun owners because of this, because you think these damn criminals, you think they're going to go through a background check? You going to think they're going to fill out that federal form at your gun store? Are you kidding me? They're illegal.
No.
What do you think they're going to do?
Exactly.
They're going to steal. They're going to rob and try to rob you of your gun.
Well, the whole goal is gun confiscation. That is the goal.
Yeah,
the whole end goal of all these shootings, these mass shootings, they were trying to scare people. Haven't you noticed the mass shootings have gone down?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of funny? We haven't had a big mass shooting for a while. I was telling a friend, I got we're overdue for a big mass shooting. What's going on? They're slipping up. Well, it's not giving them the intended effect. The intended effect was to scare the American people where they would, beg and plead with the federal government for gun control. They made a big, big play for that. But what happened was gun sales went through the roof. The exact opposite happened. Everyone I know is armed to the teeth. They bought more guns, me included. I love my guns.
They want mass killings.
Mass killings.
Because if they did not, then they would get rid of all these gun-free zones, and all these states that are anti-gun would become pro-gun. They want people to die. They want their citizens to be raped, murdered, and killed. Okay?
Right.
Look at New York City again. They got the biggest freaking police department in the entire world. What is it, what, 3 million? Or something like that,
yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Okay. Oh, it's huge.
But they have the biggest and the most highest crime rate in the entire world.
That's right.
Something's wrong there. You know what it is that's wrong? Because they don't allow the common citizen up there to have guns and to blow these fucking motherfuckers into next week.
That's right.
That would change. That would change the crime rate.
How dare you even think of that? How dare you? Yeah, up there in New York, you can't defend yourself.
Yeah.
Uber-liberal urban landscape, it's a hellscape. Who the hell would want to live in New York City unless you're a moron, Democrat thug, which many of them are. There's some good people there, but the smart ones get out. The dumb ones stay, for the most part.
Yeah.
You know.
And if you do try to defend yourself with a gun, they will put you in prison and let the little bastard that tried to kill you go scot-free.
They'll put you in the same cell for a while or put Leroy in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they totally messed up place. And no wonder, God forbid, we don't advocate this, but it is true. We'll just give you a little secret, folks. New York is the number one destination for every terrorist in the world. They all want to blow up New York City. Hate to say it, but it's true. If you live up there, we have listeners up there. Get out of town. You are the number one, numero uno, terrorist spot. Their fantasy is to blow up New York City. Because you represent all the wrong things to the world.
Yep.
You do. The things that nobody really wants. God, good stuff, gunslinger.
One more thing, you're going to have to get tough with crime of any type. That's in your local crime or the crime that is occurring in the government right now. Okay? And if you don't, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change.
No.
And again, the only fucking thing that is going to change this situation in this country anytime soon is this. Lock and load.
Look at that. Gunslinger, great, great rant. We'll talk to you soon, sir. Have a great night. You bet.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
And then gunslinger sells. You will get winged, I'm telling you. Well, I was a big fan of Art Bell back in the day on the Art Bell Show on Coast to Coast. Used to be up till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning listening to the Art Bell Show. He's got these wild callers, man. Well, they sound kind of like this.
Online, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Eric, anyway.
I've kind of been running across the country. Former employee. I was let go on a medical discharge. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon. Aliens, extra-dimensional beings, they are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them. Military infiltrate.
In some way, something knocked us off the air, and we're on a backup system now.
And some more Art Bell that I retrieved from the deep state of the internet, I try to call it. Some deep state files I found.
Greetings from Cyberdelic Space. This is Lorenzo, and I'm your host here in the Psychedelic Salon. And, I thought that it'd be fun to begin this year by playing a conversation that took place between the radio host, Art Bell, and Terrence McKenna. And this took place on the 19th of March in 1998, which was just 2 years before Terrence's untimely death. And I suspect that many of our fellow saloners have heard of Art Bell and his late-night AM radio program that was called Coast to Coast, but if you're not familiar with it, you might want to go out and check it out. I don't have time to get into it right now, but Art and his show were extremely popular, and his support of Terrence's work was a really big factor in people outside of the psychedelic community learning about him. Of course, since Coast to Coast frequently featured topics that were related either to the paranormal or to conspiracy theories, well, Terrence's talk about the Eschaton, DMT, and machine elves fit quite nicely into their format. This was a somewhat long conversation. The program usually began at 1 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, and while it ran until about 5 o'clock in the morning, Terrence's appearance was only for a couple of hours. And by the way, even today, that program, but with a new host, is the most listened to program in that time slot, and they get about 2.5 million people stopping by every night. So as to save you a little listening time, however, I've deleted all of the commercials that were run, but I have left the rest of the conversation intact, which means that, there may seem like a little jump or a gap in the conversation from time to time where I cut a commercial out, but I don't think it should be much of a bother. So now let's join Art Bell and Terrence McKenna, two interesting characters who are unfortunately no longer with us in person, but their conversation still lives on. So let's see what these two inquiring minds, a little more than 20 years ago, were speculating about how you and I would be living today.
Good morning, everybody. Coming up in a moment, through the strangest hookup you've ever heard, is one Terrence McKenna. Terrence is probably the successor to Jim Leary. And actually, it is long been rumored, we talked about this last time we had Terrence on, that somewhere out there are 25,000 hits of Blue Sandoz in a stash that Tim had, and that we all believe Terrence knows about. Now, in the next few hours, during the course of the show, Terrence will utter some clue key words. Now, you won't know when these clue key words are coming up, but if you interpret, were you to be able to interpret them properly, they would lead you directly to these 25,000 hits of Blue Sandoz. So you got to listen carefully. All right. Now comes Terrence McKenna from the Hawaiian Islands, and he comes in a very interesting way. Terrence, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to talk to you again, Art. How are you?
I am fine. Now, Terrence, let us begin. Where are you in the islands? I mean, not exactly, but sort of roughly.
I'm on the big island of Hawaii on the Kona side. I'm in South Kona on the big island.
All right. You are coming to us actually from your home. The last time we did an interview, you had to, like, go to somebody's house or something to do the interview, leave your own home, because you're so remote that all you've got is a cell phone. And so that's how you did the show last time, right?
That's right.
All right. This time, we're using a different setup. It has a tiny little glitch in it every now and then. And so tell people how it is you're reaching me. I mean, that's an interesting story all by itself.
I'm reaching you on a spread spectrum radio circuit that's a 1 megabyte wireless connection 30 miles to the town of Kailua Kona, and my telephone circuit is simply piggybacking on this 1 megabyte internet connection. There's a company out here called Computer Time. This character, John Breeden, has an amazing technology. I think I talked to you last year about my struggles for connectivity when I was piddling around trying to get 128.
Give you an idea. The Art Bell Show was legendary. He had a lot of interesting callers from all over the place. If Art Bell was alive today, seeing the Maui fires where that guy was talking from in Hawaii, I mean, the UFO sightings, the aliens in Miami, I mean, which kicked off this year. And now we have attacks in Iran that are going on. But I used to love listening to the Art Bell Show for 2-3 hours every night. And you have a lot of interesting guests, no doubt about it, a lot of interesting people that would come on. But look, you know, we started the show off with some interesting things that are going on in this country. And we know that the white European people, well, they're never, ever the refugees, right? They're always the ones and the Western nations having to accept all the mongrel hordes, period. Remember this. When once a republic is corrupted, there's no possibility ever of trying to remedy that nation. It is growing evil. Many ills in society. More and more corruption. And every correction appears to be a new evil over time. And that was the whole plan all along. Waste and kill millions of white people of European ancestry from both continents, run up trillions in debt to the international Jew and banks, and teach every generation and their children the evils of fascism in Germany for the next 1,000 years. And today, the brainwashing program, Operation Mockingbird, still continue in spades. It's amazing how this country is really drifting to the left. Just amazing. Well, there are clues, if you're willing to find them and be honest with yourself, all throughout history, to know where things are going, to know what road we're on, what trajectory. I've done a deep dive in history and economic issues my entire life. And the United States is doing nothing really to help itself, even economically speaking. No wise decisions. We have exploding debt in America. It's suicidal. Did you know that every 100 days now, there's $1 trillion added to our national debt? Just telling you to get ready. Get ready for the economic fallout. It may not be this year or next, but it's coming. It's coming. America is a large country that is very resilient and can handle a lot of stress. A lot of pressure. But nothing lasts forever. Just warning you. Get ready. Gosh. Everywhere you go, commercials, television, they're celebrating the end of white America. Biden, his Democrat Party, all the Marxists just can't get enough of the mongrel hordes. Bring them in from every third world nation. Can't get enough of them. They want more and more. Then you listen to the heir apparent on the so-called right-wing side, Donald Trump. And all he ever talks about is bringing them in legally. Legally. We want more. more and more. Anti-white media that's out there. Anti-white West. It's amazing. And white flight used to be a thing, but what they've done is they keep bringing in millions of people. There will be no place for you to go in the future. And that's also the plan. There will be, they want to limit white flight. They want to limit it severely. So you're surrounded by mongrels who hate you, who want to kill you. Rape your daughters, kill your sons. And that's the truth. And get you fired at every job. If you do one thing wrong, they'll call the Human Resources Office. And they're also full of minorities now. There's not one white person in any human resource office in America. Prove me wrong. All anti-white, militant. And boy, they love to get a file, especially on a white European male of middle age. They want to write you up, get you fired, take away your benefits, kick you to the curb, and put a Negroid race in your place with no credentials, no pedigree, and a complete imbecile who will just fuck everything up. That's what they want. Then they have the gall to sit back and bitch and moan. Why isn't our company doing better? Why aren't sales better? Well, you kicked out the one guy that knew how to run the operation because you were a racist and you didn't like his white skin color now, did you? See, that works both ways too. I told you they are not going to let us have a normal election at all. This will be a very chaotic, potentially violent election cycle. No one's saying that but me. Everyone's telling you it's going to be great. Trump's going to win in a landslide. And we're all going to be sitting around next year with a chicken in every pot. We're all going to be rich like Donald J. Trump, right? Right? If we just vote for Trump and support Israel, everything is going to be just great in America. Let me tell you, talk about cringeworthy. Maybe Donald Trump's in on it. Maybe he's part of the problem. How about those apples? Oh, I can't believe you said that. He's not my God. He's not my Messiah. I was happy to vote for Trump twice before. And now it all depends on who he picks for VP. If he goes the minority route, I'm not voting for him. No, because all we have heard the last 10 years is race, culture, and creed from the left. It used to be most right-wing people were like, oh, you know, we're into the economy and foreign policy and blah, blah, blah. Not anymore. No, you've conditioned a whole new generation of people to focus like a laser on race, culture, and creed. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Yes. 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 This is the world you wanted. This is the world you got. Deal with it. We're not going back now. No, 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 no. We're not going back now. We're too far down the road. And I see us gaining a lot of strength. We're getting stronger by the day. Our people are getting sharper. And they now see the other races the way they have viewed you for the last 40, 50, 60 years, if not for a millennia. The white man tried turning the other cheek. He tried to be nice. He tried to placate those and be nice to everybody, hoping they would be nice to him in return. He tried to be gentle, He's kindness, nice words, platitudes. And they would always say, you've got to rise above it. You've got to rise above it. Rise above it. When nobody else rises above anything. They always wanted the white man to rise above it. Now the white man says, I'm done rising above everyone's ignorance, everyone's stupidity. I already know I'm the smartest one in the room. We're not going to take this hostility, these insults. We're not going to turn the other cheek. We're not going to put up with it anymore. That's the new white man coming up in America, as it should be. Because everywhere you go in America, they put up the brown man. Oh, you're wonderful. You're brown. Or you're a woman of color. You're wonderful. Why, you built America. Oh, you're a black man? You built America, too. You're just awesome. Can't get enough of you. Can we promote you to CEO of the company? Can you teach us the magical Negro ways? Oh, you're Asian? Come on in. Oh, you're a Chinese spy. We want a million of you over here. Come on in. The Mexican? We love tacos. We need 20 million more of you. Come on in. All day long, the store is open. Store is open. Oh, you're a white guy from Austria, Germany, maybe Czech Republic. Well, screw you. We don't want you. Haven't you got the memo? America is now black and brown. It's a mixed race nation. It's a Judeo-Christian nation. It's a Jewish nation. Didn't you get the memo out there in flyover country, huh? That was on the memo. That's how they do it. And they use the media and the government to brainwash you, to just pummel you in the ground day in and day out. And they wonder why they got problems. They sit around and bitch and moan. Why are white guys joining up for the military? Bitch and moan. Well, maybe you set the stage. You set the table. You set it up. Don't cry wolf. Don't get mad at us when you want to stab us in the back. We know it. Let's get to a call. Is this Mr. Gibson from the East Coast?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
How are you doing tonight? Good to hear your voice.
Well, I've got information, like I said, about 9 o'clock tonight, 9:15. I got one text from a buddy in the military, and he said what was going on. And then finally, I broadcasted it about 9:20. So this is the problem, because they're leading us into a new world order, and this is going to be very severe and problematic, because we're already seeing the stock market take a nosedive. Oil prices have already jacked up 2 to 5%, which is huge. Okay, so you're going to see your gas prices. Now, what they're saying is going to happen is that we're going to see $8 a gallon worth of gas here within another week. That's what they're saying. So, you know, this is what's going to affect us. This is the reset, the global reset. The Islamic Jewish bankers and the Vatican coming together to create their new world order. And we as white people, they hate us because we believe in independent freedom thinking, and that's how we are.
Right.
That's what we're born and bred to be, and that they hate that, so they have to wipe us out. And remember, this is our last stand here in America. They wiped out Germany. We know what they've done over throughout the years, the Vikings, all throughout history. They destroyed us, and these evil bastards, if we don't wake up here in America and we don't come together and stop the bullshit and start doing what we're supposed to be doing as men, then we're going to be slaves. You know, and they want to wipe us out.
Yeah.
They want 500,000 left on this earth. That's what they want. Controlled by their AI robots, you know, and that's what they want.
I know.
And look, folks, I don't know how else to call the bell here for, you know, the warning bells. Look, we've got to stop the bullshit and come together and start doing what we're supposed to be doing as a people and clean up our country, take back control of our government and restore our republic. Like it was like our founders originally intended it to be and for.
Damn right.
White European people. That's what it was founded upon and for.
And that's it.
Know,
it wasn't for the entire world. It was never designed to absorb the whole frickin' world.
No.
American patriots did not fight the British for... Yeah, we didn't fight for the Bangladesh people, the Bolivian people, the Jew in Eastern Europe or Israel or Palestinians or any of that crap. Or Africans.
Yeah.
They fought for their own people, European stock, their progeny, their great-great-great-great-grandchildren, period. You know?
That's right. Yeah. Washington said, friends with all, alliance with none. You know? That's what he said. All we have to do is
read.
They gave us the documents to read and learn from. They foresaw these things coming. They had a perfect example. England.
They did.
Which they fled from and started their new land here. And this was for us. And you know, I mean, look, I don't have a problem with getting along with other people, but no, they don't come here and start running shit, and we have to adapt to them. They adapt to us. But we don't have that mindset no more. Oh, come on. We all got to get along. You know, oh, you're a Nazi. Oh, you're a hater. You know, and now you're fired from your job. And, you know, look, where do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line? You know, okay, cross this line. Before you know, your back's up against the wall. You got nowhere else to go. You know, your neighbors are all gone. They're snatched up. What are you going to do? You know, so start coming together in your communities. Form your assemblies. You know, start doing what you know the Constitution preaches and teaches. Start adapting those principles, okay? That's what we have to do. I just don't know how else to say or what else to say to the people out there or how to bring the message anymore. 10 years I've been on Blog Talk Radio shouting this stuff, and I foresaw this stuff coming. Been preaching it for years, when this day is going to come. And it's finally here, man. I know you've seen it. You know, it's finally here.
You know it.
We're at the doorstep.
I know. That's a great way to put it. We're at the doorstep of a new dawn or a new nightmare, depending on how you look at it. But the white people in this country have got to get their head out of their ass, and they got to realize they're surrounded by enemies. Stop denying it. Just own up to it like your ancestors did. It's okay to own up to it. Don't be so afraid of your own shadow. You know, collectively, that's why I say everybody else is tribal. We're tribal, too, now. And did they have the goal to say, well, no, it's okay, Von Wien, if everybody else is tribal, but you white people, you got to rise above it. I go, no. Now, we're tribal. We are tribal. Yes. I'm tribal.
Stop picking sides, too. You know, this Iran and Iran, Israel.
Let's kill each other.
On the side of Israel. You know, come on. You know? Yeah.
Come on, neither of those sides. Let them kill each other. I've always said that.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm on my people's side only. I don't give a rat's ass who wins that thing. I mean, let the Persians fight against the ancient Jews or the Ashkenazi Jews that are over there.
Yep.
They're not even the real Jews.
Yep.
From the original
12
tribes. Let them kill each other. I'm an America First guy. I'm my own people guy, you know, as you are. So, yeah, they're trying to get us to this war. And they want white Christian men and women to go over there, mainly men, get rid of that sperm bank. It's what they're thinking of. We got to get rid of sperm bank. So the white women in this country will have no more white men. And then they got to go sleep with a black guy, a brown guy,
yeah,
a mongrel. Yep. That's what they want for the white women. And some white women like it. Fine. Then move to the ghetto. Get out of our suburbs. And don't you dare show yourself at our malls.
Yeah, don't come back.
Strip malls. We don't want to see you. I don't want to see a white girl again with 4 or 5 little nigglets. Don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in the ghetto. Go there. We don't care.
Yep.
Once you go black, never come back.
Don't come back.
That's what I say.
That's right.
Never come back.
That's right.
You can go black all you want. It's a free country, but don't come back. That's what pisses me off. Stay where you're at. If you love the ghetto, if you're a white girl, go to the ghetto. Because by then, we don't want to be ripping you off anyway. We've ripped you off.
I see that. When I see that, I get a sick feeling in my stomach. I get a sick feeling in my stomach when I see that type of thing.
White women have got this weird thing. Well, they have this weird thing with the ghetto. Some do. It's a DNA defect. And I say, if they want to go, go. But don't come back to our neighborhoods.
Right.
We don't want to see you. And if people pop off at you, you can expect it. They're going to yell at you, call you names. Don't cry about it on a TikTok video. You're a big girl now.
Right.
You signed up for the ghetto. Stay in the ghetto. We don't want you in white America. Get the fuck
out. White
men
out there could stand up. White men, stand up. Listen, the white man, hand to hand, brain to brain, is superior and better no matter what. It's a fact. You know, we're who we are. Well, I'm not putting anybody down. I'm not trying to say that we should hate anybody. What I'm trying to say is that there's nothing wrong with being proud of my history, my people, and my heritage. What's wrong with that? Nothing. But to the world, I'm an evil Nazi now. I'm an evil racist. Why? 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 Because I'm proud of who I am, my heritage, and I want the advancement of my people. I'm not going to destroy anyone else, but I want the advancement for better people, for my people to become better. And we're not having that anymore. Now we're put us down. We're made of a joke. You watch the television shows, all the actors, white men, they're all jokes. They make, made fun of. They're all the quirky nerds. They dress, their styles today. It's disgusting.
That's right.
We can go on and on.
Everyone
got
in Hollywood is either he's either a faggot, he's either queer, or he's super weak. And it's always the magical Negro is the theme in Hollywood, who's always the wise one, the smart one, the cool one, the guy that gets the girl. And it's always a white girl, always interracial. Don't forget the Jews run Hollywood. They love interracial. Put a white girl with a black, always. And not even a good-looking black. It was the ugliest black guy with the prettiest white girl. I mean, the black guy, he's not even a Denzel Washington. He's ugly. And the white girl oohs and ahs over him like he's the greatest thing ever. And that's what they want the white girls to be like. And a lot of them watch TV, and they get brainwashed. Simple as that.
Yep. And the music, everything, man. It's all geared up that way. You're absolutely correct. Well, I got to get off of here, but thanks for taking my call. And be
Mr.
safe Gibson, no matter
thank
what
you,
happens
sir.
All right.
You know
care.
It. Thanks, sir. Have a great night. We appreciate you. Great call from Mr. Gibson there, North Carolina. Well, there was a show in the 1970s called Smokey and the Bandit. Do you have your CB handle ready, America? Well, maybe you should.
Breaker, breaker, good buddy. This is Podman. Come back.
10-4, Podman. This is Steve.
Use your CB handle.
I hate my CB handle.
Use the CB handle I gave you.
This is Bearded Ebert.
Hey there, Bearded Ebert. I got a flicker loaded up and ready for the Jabberjaw, so let's watch for Smokies and put the hammer down. Come back.
I have no idea what you just said.
Well, put your ears on, good buddy, because we're going to truck on down the celluloid highway.
How do you say, I hate you, in CB lingo?
I have no idea.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Late Seating. I am Jason Hart.
That's awesome. So is this.
This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden.
This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change.
What a fucking idiot.
The
gift that keeps on giving.
Magic, this presidency.
Actually, we're for aborting all the invaders coming to America. How about those apples? I like that idea very, very much.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
The U.S. firmly supports the right of all peoples to emigrate. We have consistently supported this in our bilateral talks with other countries, and we have supported it strongly in the United Nations.
Your class has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order.
We immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are.
When I win the presidency, I want you to immediately surge the border. Tens of thousands at the Eagle Pass alone. Thousands being let through an hour. Major railways on the U.S. border shut down. Trade unable to come in so that the Border Patrol can facilitate the biggest surge ever seen. Normally December and January are the lowest numbers. This is the biggest numbers ever.
Tens of thousands of more migrants. Look at this video just obtained from our Fox sources. It's about 3 hours south of Piedras Negras, the town behind me. They are trying to get on this train. You can hear them cheering as the train goes by. They can't get on the train, our source says, because that train, which he's riding on, is already at full capacity with migrants hanging off of it.
And in 2021, the Biden administration turned sports stadiums, you know, football stadiums, concerts, convention centers, they closed them all down because of COVID. And these stadiums were making their money by renting them out to the Biden administration. So you had 3,000 kids in a convention center in San Antonio. You had 4,000 kids in a convention center in Dallas, Texas.
They were exempt. Then the Democrats skim a bunch of money off the top, then sign them up to work jobs, slave labor in many cases for children, sex slavery, you name it. It's in the New York Times even admits it.
$451 billion a year to care for, process the illegal migrants in this country. Cost of the border wall would have been about $15 billion. We couldn't even get $5 billion when Trump was in office. And we controlled the Congress and the Senate. Couldn't even get $5 billion. It was too expensive. It's too much money. So instead we're spending $451 billion a year take care of and house and provide the transportation for, provide the legal services for, and provide the courtroom facilities for foreigners, people that are not American, contributed absolutely nothing to this country by definition.
Also starting January 1st, California will become the first state in the nation to offer health insurance to undocumented immigrants.
Under the expansion, more than 700,000 people between the ages of 26 and 49 will be eligible for Medi-Cal.
Your dad left you out of the house dressed like this. Who is your father?
And then they tell them how to vote or they get deported.
They can't stop you from voting.
Mm. If I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential in terms of who you voted for. If you have a family member who maybe is undocumented, then you have an even greater reason to vote.
Project Veritas has received an explosive piece of tape. The tape you're about to see shows a man buying a registration form for an absentee ballot from a voter, giving him, quote, pocket money, unquote, of $200 and expecting to collect his ballot when the voter receives it.
She's the one who came up with all this.
So she did it. She started this whole thing with the pay to vote.
Yeah.
So the people that work for Ilhan are actually counting the ballots, counting the vote.
And they become a manager in the prison too.
They were told to come here and they say, thank you, Biden, we'll be voting Democrat. They're being made to be police officers.
So my husband owns a gun shop, and he just called me to tell me that the ATF has made updates to their background check policy, and effective today, they give an exemption to illegal immigrants to be able to purchase firearms. Now, this strangely coincides with California, New York, and Chicago making it legal for illegals to police officers.
This is the globalists bringing in their Red Dawn force so they can all get signed up for welfare and get immigration lawyers, and they all make fabulous amounts of money off these people.
I love how the media says that this is a conspiracy theory, yet they've literally found documentation, literature. For goodness sake, sometimes these people have cell phones that they're actually given in order to organize these massive marches to the U.S.-Mexico border.
The terrorist is the fellow who brought them here. The terrorist is the EU. The terrorist is the UN. The terrorist is the WEF. They are using migrants as weapons to demoralize our people, to force them to accept a new way of living with high crime, high rape, high murder, high drugs all over our country.
The same non-governmental organizations, NGOs, funded by the State Department, the EU, George Soros, who gets government money, that broke Europe in the last 15 years, over 20 million Islamists and others.
I did overstate slightly the danger facing the European Union, namely that it's facing disintegration. And that was a slight exaggeration.
Your country is Islam?
Yeah, my country is Islam.
So let me ask you the same question I asked him. If a Muslim country went to war with the UK, who would you side with?
Obviously the Muslim country.
Obviously the Muslim country, eh? So you're a traitor to the UK?
Traitor to what? The government done nothing for us. Now?
Exactly. So you have no loyalty to the UK. You're loyal to Islam.
Exactly.
Mainly military-aged men, over 80%, upwards of 90% never get a job, ran the invasion of Europe. That's how we knew what would happen here. It's done with UN NGOs that for months brainwash people in camps, give them credit cards, give them cell phones, tell them where to go, what to do to be signed up with NGOs, to be given taxpayer money up to $90,000 per person in some cases, or per family.
Here we are in Eagle Pass, and that guy right there, he carries all the people's bags across, so when they get here, they don't have to carry their bags. That's his job.
And the same UN NGOs are in Central and South America directing all of this in the United States. Checkmate. It's all done on purpose. We're talking about by the middle of next year, 1 million people a month coming through. This is now. This is going down.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Good stuff. Good stuff there. Just some audio clips that I put together here in the studio. I'll do more of those. Everyone loves them. Look, as I said in the chat room, Trump is the P.T. Barnum of politics. I almost know what he's going to say before he even says it. Now, I know his mind so well. He's a good guy overall. He's got a lot of people trying to get at him. The way I've always viewed Trump, everyone loves asking about Trump, is Trump, to me, buys us time. I don't believe he's Lily White. I believe he may have a few hands in the cookie jar with the New World Order, to be honest. But he does blunt force trauma them enough where he does blunt the force. And he does, if you listen to him, he will give you little tips. Like he'll say, America, they're not really after me. They're going to get to me to get to you. And he said that many, many years ago. And he's right. We are the ultimate obstacle of resistance that must be taken out for the New World Order, Great Reset, white genocide to really take hold. And Trump gave you clues to that. He really did. He said probably more than what he should have. But I always enjoy InfoWars, Alex Jones. And you're right, Lincoln, they are Jewish NGOs. We have always said that on my show. Alex Jones has got a great show, but I know a lot of these national people, they're definitely afraid of bringing up the Jew card. Definitely afraid. You know what? They put a lot of fear out there in our economy. They put a lot of fear out there in more ways than one. Reminds me of this.
Get ready, gents. Get your rifle ready, your ammo. Get out there and get ready for the big one. Jump on board, gents, for the big win. Adolf Hitler style. blood will be in the streets. No nailing and wailing of teeth and people on fire in the streets running around crazy. Zombies, mongrels will come out of the woodwork, out of the forest, in the hills, along with feds to attack you and your property. And they'll rape your children. And they'll rape your animals, kill your women, take your money. They'll chop everyone's legs off, figuratively and literally. We've got the enemy, gentlemen, is inside the gates of America. You better get ready out there in the hinterlands. They're coming to get you. They're going to get you. You better get ready, boy. I know I am. Me and my posse and militia. You better get ready because it's coming. Mm-hmm.
What's up, nigga? You want to talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch.
I thought you liked that one, too.
It's a day that I'm certain my guests at this time will not forget. I'm talking about the former Intercontinental Champion of the World, Macho Man Randy
Savage. Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
More. I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream rise to the top, oh yeah. Macho Madness, yeah, has got more to offer than President Jack Tunney thinks that I got. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Cards stacked against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 3. Yeah, let me say it, yeah. Let me say it out loud, and let me point to the president of the World Wrestling Federation. The Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy with your decision. Yeah, I am the queen. There is no doubt about it. Yeah, you know that I'm the cream of the crop.
Oh, wait.
That was a Macho Man from WrestleMania. I have found the audio on the internet. Love that stuff.
What's up, nigga? You want to talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch.
God, I've had fun in the studio the entire week. A lot of good stuff that I brought in here, and gets better all the time, you know? Going to play a little bit of Alex Jones tonight. Art Bell, who has two good calls, and it gets better and better and better. Well, I also found this for you in our, to be fair, in Radio Land, we have our multicultural segment. Oh, yes. Diversity. Equity and inclusion. We actually gave it a big hug this week and a bitch slap. And I came up with a few things that, well, let's just say we tip our hat to diversity, equity, and inclusion with the one and only Casey Kasem back from the dead.
Ladies, are you tired of not knowing Spanish?
I don't know Spanish.
I don't even know how to say anything.
What the hell are these words?
Well, no more. Because now, from the makers of Dick Poop and Penis Vomit, comes Casey Kasem Spanish Tutorial.
Hola, me llamo Casey Kasem. Hi, my name is Casey Kasem, and I want to teach you Espanol.
That's right, the star of television's Scooby-Doo and radio's Top 40 Countdown.
You may remember me from things like Scooby-Doo, where I'd say things like, "Yoinks!" and "Scoob!" and "We gotta get out of here!"
Well, now he's in your home, inside your ear, in your face, teaching you Spanish.
¿Dónde está mi perro? Where is my dog?
That's right, for the low, 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 low,
low, low, low,
low, low, low,
low,
low,
low,
low,
low,
low, low price of $19.99 to $99, you could have Casey Kasem teaching you Spanish in your home.
Buy my discs today.
What is it in Spanish?
I'm sorry?
What is it in Spanish?
I'm sorry? Is that in the book? I don't think that's in the book.
So buy Volume 1 of Casey Kasem's Spanish Tutorial or die.
Vaya con Dios.
Como? Como? You see, any two-way Spanish landscaper in Arizona, como? 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 Que? Hola, mucho gusto, Mexicano. And you ever heard... Remember Casey Kasem? Hey, it's Casey Kasem of America's Top 40 Countdown. Oh, but that was a kid. We used to play him all the time on the radio. But now, you've never heard his rant on the radio, have you? Well, the following show and our illustrious connections into the deep web and the deep state, we have pulled out the rant that you were never supposed to hear of America's favorite darling, Casey Kasem. Back in the day, in the 1970s, he had a real rant on the radio that I, and only I, Von Weehut, have a tape of, and I'll play for you in all its glory.
We're up to our long-distance dedication, and this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. I'm coming out of the record. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
You will only hear that on the Von Weehut Show, and also this Casey Kasem talking about Doors with the Tijuana Brass playing Spanish Flea.
Hi, I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm here to talk to you about my brand new invention, Doors. A lot of people nowadays need to go inside of places, and I think the easiest way for me is to use doors. Doors are things that some people don't really seem to think about very often. You see, you could be standing outside this big block and think, how could I, Casey Kasem, get inside of this big block of nothing? Well, doors. You see, Casey Kasem is enhancing doors in only the way than a guy who was once on Scooby-Doo could do, making them more mysterious, more opening, and definitely more doors. Doors are the only way that you can travel from one room to another. Doors. The doors of perception have never been so open. Doors. Doors, of course, coming from the Latin term to open and the Greek term to door. Doors. Doors. I'm Casey Kasem, and you've walked through something.
That's right, doors. Casey Kasem, doors. Call 1-800-CASEY-KASEM-DOORS. Door me now. Oh my God, doors. Not available in New Mexico, New Hampshire, New Guinness, New Brunswick, New Jersey, New Jersey, New Jersey, New Jersey, or New Mexico,
Newfoundland,
or Newfoundland, or New Mexico. No CODs. Package will be delivered by a small New Jersey boy. Keep the boy, but in Ohio. New Jersey. Copyright 1992. Tiger Electronics.
Children and parents prohibited. Side effects may include death, 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 death.
New Jersey.
Death, 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 and ankle leakage.
So if you don't want your ankle to leak,
death.
Casey Kasem. New Jersey.
Doors.
Well, I'm guilty as charged. I inserted the Spanish voice song on the Tijuana Brass.
You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
KC, count them down.
Finland, Denmark, and Iceland stay at the top. We're counting down the happiest countries in the world based on health, freedom, generosity, social support, GDP, and perceptions of corruption.
Number 23.
Yep, the United States isn't even in the top 20. That's right, Kuwait, Czechia, and Lithuania are all happier than the United States. Sorry, America, keep your feet on the ground and keep dealing with your scars.
That's the countdown for the nations of the world. Pretty good stuff.
Has been checking in with us. His body is still above ground. He is still very much the superstar he was in life. The family at this point has not buried him. So now, again, it's time to check
in. They love him so much, they're keeping him above ground.
Something's going on, Robin, but Casey, where are you now?
Today, I'm in Washington, D.C., where my dead body easily managed to slip past Secret Service. And now, I'm inside the White House. In fact, I've even been given a job as a Secret Service agent. Not bad for a corpse, eh?
Not bad at all, Casey.
Gotta go.
All right. Bye-bye.
He's always busy, always on the run.
See you soon.
And now, on with the countdown.
All right. Okay, Casey, thank you.
Sure.
Sure. All right, bye-bye. That's Casey Kasem, and he's in Washington, D.C., and he snuck into the White House with his dead body. Yes, Marion.
Oh, my God. Really good stuff here. Well, back to the show. There was some fun promos there. You got to have some levity on the show once in a while. We talk about a lot of heavy subjects, a lot of good things and bad things and everything in between. Right, left, or indifferent, I always say. It doesn't matter. The show must go on. Right? Well, of course. And look, the calls that we've had are always the best. We've got some things that are happening in this country. We know they want to plunge our nation into war. We don't want that on my show. We just know what that entails. And Trump just buys us more time to get ready, to get prepared. Or whatever comes down the pipe, it could be anything. God forbid this country is really directly attacked. But you know what? We got satanic psychopaths that are in the White House that want it to happen. They would love nothing more than for the patriots to be wiped out, Americans to kill each other, so they don't have to do it on their own. They want us to wipe out each other in a civil war. They're pushing that. When Hollywood comes out with a movie, as I mentioned in the monologue, civil war, that means they're pushing civil war. They don't do anything by accident or just by happenstance in Hollywood. It's all concocted, planned, scripted, agenda-driven movies, politics, subliminal messages, overt direct messages that a lot of people just miss those. Coming right at you like a speedball in baseball. You know, whenever the pitcher throws and you think it's going to be a curveball, but no, it's right down the middle. Every guy can relate. And you're trying to be overly clever and you're not watching the ball. And they go strike and you missed it. Came right at you. Perfectly positioned in the batter's box. And you were paralyzed. You did not swing at the critical moment in time. You failed to act. That's America right now. Failing to act. Paralyzed. From the neck down. Move your body. Move your mind. Be nimble. I told you to outmaneuver, outthink these turkeys. But sometimes they'll throw it right at you. Be ready for that one too. American patriot is in the eye of the beholder. Be careful about people always saying they're a patriot this, patriot that. To me, if they overdo it, it's could be a red flag. You'll be known by your actions over time. You'll be known by your essence. You'll be known as a brand, if you will, like a bar of soap, like a pair of jeans or a shirt, pair of shoes, a car. It's amazing when you look at the country and all the lives people are living, all the lies that they're being told by the government and the media. They continue on. Everything right now is gay and retarded at the federal level. It really is. The upper level, upper strata, if you will, of America, is so retarded that if you really think about it and boil it down, is I love boiling things down to their pure essence, the German in me. They want you to worship and help finance and give your blood and treasure in that order to the people in Israel who killed your God. Bottom line, they killed your God. They killed your Christian God. My God, we love God. And then at the same time, you have these right-wing groups that are out there, but they're really not existent as much anymore. They're out there. They're more stealth, I know. But the left uses them as a boogeyman to manipulate morons, to do, I told you, stupid acts of violence. No one's going to follow you into a grocery store, for God's sake. If you go in there with some stupid motive, don't think everyone's going to follow you into some hellish nightmare. History does not work that way. They got you to brainwash to think that if you do something stupid, you're going to have a million patriots behind you. No, you're not. I'm here to give you, your Uncle Vaughn's telling you, no one will follow you doing something stupid. That's why I've always told you, we need all hands on deck. I want you alive where you can thrive. Do well. Be a happy warrior. Live your life. Be prepared. Be nimble. Always be aware of your surroundings. Things happen naturally over time. I've always said the history books are full of violence. That's all they are. Violence, violence, violence. Things get to a powder keg moment. There's a spark and all hell breaks loose. Look at Iran tonight. All hell broke loose. And more is coming. I told you last week they're going to be hit hard. I know the Jewish mind. That's how they think. They cannot leave well enough alone on anything. They must continue to always seek the upper hand. They want you to turn the other cheek while they strike. And then when you hit back, they bruise easily like a grape, and they cry about it and whine about it and bitch about it for years. That's how they are. That's how they think. You know, then they want your money. Give us donations. Give us aid. It is what it is. It's amazing how many people just go with the flow. Right? And I don't get me wrong. I get it. It's easier to go with the flow, isn't it? But it's not always the best thing to do. We want real America to come back. I want pre-COVID America to come back. We need to show America. Shows like Charlie's Angels, for example.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. And they were each assigned very hazardous duties. But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
Adam West of the Batman series. I love retro TV. He sounded a bit like this.
Hello, James. This is not a lawyer. My name is Adam West. I'm calling from the Batcave, James. And the reason I'm calling, the folks at Blue Water, my old chums there, told me that you were one of the greatest comic book retailers in the country. And I don't know whether you saw the teaser, but The Misadventures of Adam West are coming out. The greatest stories of true heroism since I donned the cape and cowl. I really hope that when you do your May previews order that you'll pick it up, because I'm going to promote the hell out of it. The Misadventures of Adam West. I'm sorry I missed you, James. I'll try again. Bye.
Coming up, a conversation with the late, great Adam West.
The reason I signed on, because we could do wonderful things for the kids, as they were growing up and bring them these homilies and ethical things or differences between right and wrong, and at the same time exaggerate, be absurd and clownish or whatever, and satirize things and make it fun for the adults. Getting behind the wheel of the Batmobile was like driving a broken-down old 37 Ford wheat truck. They do their thing. They have the dark night. We did ours, and I'm the bright night.
Welcome to the House of Krause. I'm Richard Krause. It's a Saturday around here today.
Good stuff. Adam West was so awesome back in the day. The only and the original Batman. Well, in Deuteronomy, it does say that as I am not an altar boy, but I do know some things. It says the alien who is among you shall rise above you higher and higher, but you shall go down lower and lower. Deuteronomy 28:43. So true. The vermin swine are inside the gates of America. They're not even at the gates. They're inside our gates. We have invaders from 125 nations. Our work will be cut out for us, let me tell you, someday. Unreal. All you can do right now is wish for the best. Prepare like your life depended on it. On multiple fronts, my best advice, food, water, guns, ammo, gear, uniforms, boots, combat boots, good cars. If gas goes to $8 a gallon next week, you can blame Biden, but you better fill up this weekend. I always have full tanks of gas. And my vehicles, always ready to go, SUV included, always full tanks. Water purification tablets, generators, water. You can't live without water. See, I live in a desert, and I always have plenty of water here at the house, always. Mass immigration to America is not an accident, but a planned agenda, an organized event used to undermine and subvert the American people, to drive down their wages, economically impoverish them, and to breed social chaos inside the gates. Mass immigration is to dissolve our national borders. It's to usher in a mongrelized electorate who will vote Democrat the next 100 years and have a lock on electoral power. As I told you before, both legal and illegal immigration undermines the nation, and we need none of each going forward. America's full. We have enough people. It's time to walk up to the window and put the closed sign out for all to see. This will explode someday. Mark my words. Inside this country, we have parasite elites in power who have set the stage. I told you they want things to deteriorate. Parasites, they're like locusts. They're going to eat the harvest, eat the nation from within, make the farm fields bare, destroy the crops, destroy the family farm. They will destroy everything. They always do. History proves it. And no one can prove me wrong. And Revelations, our great God, 21:4 says, there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have now passed away. and this too shall pass. But before it passes, there's a lot of angst and apocalyptic things that are going to happen. Maybe not as extreme as nuclear war, but there will be many shoes to drop in this nation. When the European whites are gone, America will be what the parasite elites have always wanted it to be, a third world nation, which they only will be able to control. And America will then descend into chaos, war, and there will be much violence across the land, and they will just love it. That's what they want for your future. They do not want a shining city on a hill. They do not want a white culture, a white country anymore. Because white people critically think, and they talk back. And they're very up on the stupid party politics going on right now between these two colossal dumbass parties that have both destroyed our country and brought misery to so many places on this planet. They love the Neanderthals, the mongrel hordes, the knuckle-dragging evil people that they're importing into America. If real history teaches us anything at all, truly, it's this. Don't make the white kids angry. Because what happens in history, armies will mass up and muster for brutal war at some point, always in historical terms. Borders get permanently changed forever. Enemies disappear, and mass graves are later found 75 years later. And there are always millions more to take their place. I've been saying this for years. The Republican Party right now is nothing more than controlled opposition, put in place to pacify you, snappy, clever, what they call RNC talking points. Their words, not mine. To make you think they are really doing something in the Washington, D.C. power beltway when they aren't doing a damn thing. And so then you don't have any real impetus or any will or desire to rebel or have a real insurrection and a real riot, Boston Tea Party or even 1776 style. That is where they got America, pacified, muzzled, censored, dumb. That's where they got you. That's where they want you. But the truth will set you free. And on my show, we love the truth. I'll tell you again, if real history teaches us anything, don't make the white kids angry. Never pays. Just watch what happens in the next months of this year, economic front, social front. I told you before that the news is going to be amazing. I get a lot of intel during the week from people who tell me some things. Some things I can tell you, some things I'll make fun of, some things I will keep to myself. Then they're not quite vetted yet. But I'll give you clues. I'll give you hints. I'll definitely clue you in on anything that comes across my studio desk. Rest assured. stuff there. Well, Lincoln had a good point there in the chat room. He writes, if there is going to be an actual battle at some point in time, I don't want to be older with more enemies, so buying time hurts. That's true. But guess what? You don't get to pick and choose your own battles, and you don't get to pick your timeline. No one does. You could have been a young Roman, and they force a spear in your hand at age 16 and say, attack the Persians. We're going in, and you're part of a Roman legion now. What are you going to do? Be a 40-year-old man, and things hit the fan. Hitler had old men defend Berlin during World War II, the Battle of Berlin. History has its own timeline, its own time clock. Never forget that. And on this show, we'll always remind you of the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're very good at that. And we're so glad everyone's been here tonight for a great show. This is the war on the white man in America. It's ongoing, continuous. We know the media wants a race war. The government wants a race war. They want civil war. They want all kinds of wars to start. That's what they believe, order out of chaos. Good night, Stefano. And they want this. They want it desperately. They want war on multiple fronts. I say stay out of war as much as you can. Prepare, get ready. Have a great life. Enjoy yourself, your loved ones. But I will say this, in life, like anything else, payback is always a bitch, isn't it? Folks, brace for the future. Put your crash helmets on as we go forward. Strap yourselves into a wild year, 2024. It's been a rocky start. It's about to get a lot more of a bumpier ride. It's about to get wild and crazy. There's some folks that predict a stock market crash in May. I don't believe that, but there could be a correction sometime this year, at least 10, 20%. That wouldn't surprise me. I don't think it's going to crash yet. I don't. Middle East will never have peace. Don't even count on that. Don't bank on that ever. There's just too much money to be made in the Middle East, arms sales. Let them kill each other. It's not our fight, not our battle. The battle we've got much closer to home, on the home front. Corporate America, you've got your human resource office, your national media who hates you. If you're of white European ancestry, there's a big bullseye on your back all over the nation. They want the mongrel hordes to come in and replace you. They'll never admit it, but that's what they really want. And they want that to happen. And they want that to go down. Trust me. It is what it is. Well, signing off from Mahalo Studios in the big mountains of Arizona, we wish you all well. Have a great night. Be a happy warrior. Living well is the best revenge, I always say. Paybacks are a bitch. Good night, America. We'll talk soon. Another successful broadcast day from Valhalla Studios.
Funny now, how broken I must seem.